How do you respond when you sense that God has spoken to you, maybe in a dream, like the story here in Daniel? Let's talk about it today on Lift It Up. Hi, friends. This is Pastor Rick. Lift It Up is a short daily podcast for leaders, no matter where you lead. Maybe you're in the marketplace or a corporate office. You're on the mission field or in a local church. We all have an opportunity to lead others. So, after King Nebuchadnezzar had that crazy dream about the statue, he makes a decision that isn't all that surprising when you know more about his context. In grand style, the king commissioned a 90-foot statue of gold to be constructed for everyone to see. So a little bit background on him. This is King Nebuchadnezzar II, who was known in history for his opulence. You ever heard of the Hanging Gardens of Babylon? Well, that's him. Once the statue's completed, King Nebuchadnezzar summoned everyone to attend the dedication. Now, that doesn't sound so bad at first. I mean, you've probably attended a dedication ceremony of something before. But here's where things turn bad. In verses 4 through 6, it says, "Then the herald loudly proclaimed, 'This is what you are commanded to do, O peoples, nations, and men of every language. As soon as you hear the sound of the horn, the flute, the zither, the lyre, the harp, the pipes, and all kinds of music, you must fall down and worship the image of gold that King Nebuchadnezzar has set up. Whoever does not fall down and worship immediately will be thrown into a blazing furnace.'" You see, the king didn't want people to come and simply admire his creation. Oh, no. He wanted it to be worshipped. Isn't this sad? He didn't just say that only the Babylonians were to bow down to this idol. This was for every single person in the entire kingdom. He gave no religious accommodations. It was a mandate for everyone. Yeah, you've gotten to know that word recently, haven't you? Now, for our exiled Jews living in captivity in Babylon, this edict was in direct opposition to God's law. Leviticus 26:1 says, "Do not make idols or set up an image or a sacred stone for yourselves. Do not place a carved stone in your land to bow down before it. I am the Lord your God." You see, bowing down, no matter how easy it may seem, it was going to be a sin. They would be setting up an idol before God. And just so we don't miss the point, what's an idol? Well, the dictionary defines an idol as a false god or something that is worshipped. Let me put that in as plain of language as possible. Anything or anyone that you place as more important than God is an idol. Come on, I know you probably know people that the job has become an idol, a relationship, a child, a spouse, a hobby, maybe following a celebrity. All of these can be idols in our lives, and the list could go on. But the heat is about to get turned up on our heroes. So stay tuned next time, but I want to end today with a couple of questions. Have you ever been approached to do something you knew was contrary to God's plan for your life as a Christian? What'd that look like? Now, let me step into your business just a little bit more here. Is there something or someone that you have in your life that you put ahead of God? Father, forgive us of our sins. Forgive us for putting idols in front of you, for putting things that maybe are meant to be good and blessings, but somehow we end up propping it up and replacing our focus and our dedication to you. Lord, forgive us. We want to do better. And we will dig into your word every day to learn more about who you are. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, thanks so much for joining me today. This is Pastor Rick. Each day, join me as we bring encouragement for leaders wherever you are. I'd like to remind you that sometimes life's going to throw more at you than you can stand. Please remember to kneel. God bless. I'll see you next time right here on Lift It Up.